This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. The Russian government has ordered the arrest of the Wagner mercenary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin for inciting civil conflict. In his latest social media message, the Wagner boss asserted that his forces had crossed into Russia as part of a march for justice. Here's our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg.
A criminal case has been opened against Mr. Prigozhin for calling for an armed mutiny. It seems to be the beginning of the end for Wagner, I think, because by calling for this march, Mr. Prigozhin has crossed several red lines, I think. And I'm just looking at another statement that the FSB has put out, the Russian Domestic Security Service, calling people not to follow any orders that Mr. Prigozhin may give and calling those orders treacherous. That makes it clear what the attitude is now of the authorities to the head of Wagner.
Unverified videos appear to show Wagner troops in the city of Rostov-on-Don. Security has been tightened in several other parts of Russia. Armoured vehicles have been seen on the streets of Moscow, where state media say critical facilities are under reinforced protection. Further south, the governor of the Voronezh region urged people to avoid a motorway because a military convoy was on the move. Senior Russian commanders have condemned the Wagner leader. The deputy head of Moscow's forces in Ukraine, General Sergei Surovikin, called on Mr. Prigozhin to turn back.
You must do this before it's too late. Obey the will and command of the elected president of the Russian Federation. Stop the convoys. Return to bases and places where you are stationed.
Another general, Vladimir Alexeyev, described Mr. Prigozhin's actions as madness. He said they amounted to a stab in the back for President Putin. Air raid alerts have been issued across Ukraine for a second night running. Two people were reported injured in Kyiv when fragments from a downed Russian drone hit a high-rise residential block. Photographs on social media show a fire blazing on the building's upper floors. The head of the local military administration said more than 20 missiles were destroyed around Kyiv. A newly declassified report says US intelligence agencies found no direct evidence that the COVID pandemic was caused by an incident at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology. Here's Peter Bowes.
The four-page report was released after Congress passed a law earlier this year demanding that information on the origins of COVID be declassified. But it reaches no firm conclusions and doesn't address what it says are the two most likely theories, either the disease spread naturally or it came from a lab. While US intelligence agencies remain divided on how the outbreak began, there is agreement that the Wuhan Institute did not genetically engineer a virus that led to the pandemic.
BBC World News. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spent the second day of his state visit to Washington meeting leading technology executives. He spoke to the heads of Google, Microsoft and Apple. The Biden administration is keen to improve relations with Delhi, despite concerns about human rights and what critics call Mr. Modi's authoritarianism. Both governments want to counter China's influence. About 40 people are missing after a boat capsized off the Italian island of Lampedusa. The United Nations says the accident happened on Thursday. Most of those on board were West African migrants who'd set off from Tunisia. Canadian and American transport authorities have announced they'll begin investigations into the implosion that destroyed the submersible Titan. All five people on board were killed during a voyage to the wreck of the Titanic. The BBC has seen emails in which the head of the company running the trip repeatedly dismissed safety warnings. Carl Nassman is in Boston.
There's been a chorus of concerns now emerging, many of them coming from 2018. So this was kind of a testy exchange. Several emails that we've seen at the BBC, concerns about the materials that were used in the Titan in that hull, the carbon fiber that was used, which was outside of the norm for the industry. We also heard concerns about the lack of certification of the Titan. The director of the movie Titanic, James Cameron, who's also made several, more than 30 trips to the Titanic wreckage itself, he's been speaking out about similar concerns.
The Colombian government says it's working on a documentary about four indigenous children who were rescued this month after surviving a plane crash in the Amazon jungle. President Gustavo Petro said he'd discussed the project with the acclaimed British filmmaker Simon Chin. The children, including a one-year-old baby, spent 40 days in the rainforest. They used their knowledge of the terrain to build a shelter and find fruit and water. And that's the latest BBC World News.